This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Joining us on the telephone today, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. In light of Tropical Storm Harvey, Lieutenant Governor, what do people need help with in Louisiana?
Well, right now we're on our way with the governor over to Lake Charles to meet with the local officials there to get a better handle on what we can do now. And then, of course, after this storm moves inland, we're asking people to sign up at volunteerlouisiana.gov if you want to volunteer. But you can also click on how to help at that site if you want to donate things. Right now, the main place where they're taking donations are mainly for taxes, so we really get a feel for what Louisiana is going to need. They're taking donations at Lamar Dixon and Gonzales. And as this storm gets out of Louisiana, we will have other places, both for shelters where people can volunteer and where we have drop-off places for people that want to donate goods. We had 500 people rescued last night from rising water in the Lake Charles area, and 40 of our agents over in Texas have rescued 700 people at our neighboring state in Texas. So we've got people spread out all over helping our neighbors and helping people here in Louisiana.
Sometimes sending supplies in an uncoordinated way gets in the way of the response. What do people really need right now, and how can we help?
Right. Initially people need cleaning supplies. A lot of people that have flooded will need diapers for their kids. Right after the flooding across Louisiana last year, we established many of the faith-based churches. And I actually encouraged people back then to donate to those churches' funds, because they got the needs in those communities out to those people. And, we got over $1 million in money donated that went right to those churches. And let me tell you, they could stretch out a dollar. And with their volunteers and crews that went in and mucked homes and rebuilt, they had people back in homes quicker than FEMA people had people on the ground. So we're very giving people. Louisianans help their neighbors. So as this thing materializes, there'll be many churches that'll set up and help in their communities. And at that time, we will post those on that volunteerlouisiana.gov website as well.
All right, so the website, volunteerlouisiana.gov, and you can learn how to volunteer, and you also have some places that people can donate and even get a game plan as hurricane season continues.
Right, we're not out the woods yet, and as this storm has shifted further into Louisiana and will cut across up by Alexandria, and depending on where those rain bands sit, if they sit over an area for a amount of time, you will receive substantial flooding. And that's why it's very important for everybody where it's raining to really be cautious of going to sleep and waking up with water in your house. And as these rivers fill up, and of course the storm is pushing water back up the bayous and not letting them to drain, even after the storm passes, we will see flooding in certain areas of Louisiana.
Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, thanks for being with us, and the website, volunteerlouisiana.gov. You can find out more on our website at kedm.org and watch for updates on Facebook and Twitter.